you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, it's sippin' time again. Hello and welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2:02 a.m.
And the minute after that.
Yeah, but at 2:04, not anymore.
By the time the commercials and the opening credits, every other store show is open and we're done.
So. C-SPAN's just killing us.
Well, it's not our fault. I mean, we usually have Harm on the show. And what does Shannon call him, the 60-second wonder?
Yeah,
okay.
So. I thought that was the 6-second wonder.
Yeah. Well, it takes him 60 seconds to get his pants off. So, yeah.
No, you're wrong about that. 60 seconds to get the microscope out and find it.
That's but true, too. A minute 46 already in the toilet. All right, well, this is Made Man Bob, and joining me today are Made Man Brent.
In honor of Harm not being here, I'm going to praise every scotch.
That sounds like a good plan.
You know, I'm just going to rave about it.
That sounds like
a good plan. And how I can't get it.
Yeah. Why don't I have this in my store? Yeah. And Made Man Maury.
Good morning, Bob. It's a nice, beautiful, damp morning in the basement.
And good old boy, Justin.
Good morning. Feels like a peat bog in here. I love it.
I only wish I lived in a lovely peat bog in a big castle somewhere, you know, with Boris Karloff hanging around being my manservant. It would be awesome. Dreams. Just need that Powerball.
Right.
Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and pretty much anything else you can sip on. And here are the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today. From Lindor's Abbey, we have the 1494. We have the Lindor's Abbey, the cask of Lindor's. We have Gordon and McPhail Distillery Labels, Glen Tochters, 2006. We have Gordon and McPhail Connoisseur's Choice, Kalila, 2008. From Glenglassa, we have the Portsoy, the Glenglassa Sandend, and the Glenglassa 12-year. And we have from Highland Park, the Highland Park Cask Strength 4th Release.
I am very aroused.
I get it. I totally get it. Come on. Even Brent thinks this is a good lineup of scotch.
Oh, this is most definitely. I just don't know why I can't get it in my store.
Yeah, well.
We don't have a store.
I am replacing Harmeet today.
His store is way better stocked than Harmeet's store. I've been to Brent's store.
Yeah, it's just a little short on scotch, but other than that,
there's no prices
or anything. Yeah.
And you got to play cards, but...
He wears a kilt, but he doesn't wear anything underneath it, which is kind of creepy. So, yeah.
With his knees up to his ears.
Yeah. Go, Brent, go.
Free Willy.
Willy's free.
All right. Let's get Justin to do the SIPs ratings.
I don't know, Justin, but... I'm groundskeeper Willie. One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth. It's horrible.
Water.
Two sips. Nice, but what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Three sips. Interesting. What was this again?
Hold on. Technical difficulties.
Interesting.
Four sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
Five sips.
Oh my, I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh my goodness!
Yes! 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 Yes!
Sounds like somebody like had their way with the Lucky Charms guy, honestly.
I'm glad he's just a groundskeeper.
Yes. You know, it sounded like a really bad Scottish groundskeeper attempt to be Carl the groundskeeper from Caddyshack, you know.
I like it.
Yeah, not good.
No.
Oh, dear God.
Let's Come on, Bob. Tell us about whatever you're going to tell us about.
That's what I love most about him is his enthusiasm.
Get Maury some coffee, stat!
Look at him. He's ready to slide under the table already.
Dr. D.
1494. Come on. So,
all right. Well,
Our
first whiskeys are coming from Lindor's Abbey. And Lindor's Abbey is a very historic property. In 1494, the Exchequer Rolls record that Brother John Corr, a monk at the Lindor's Abbey, was commissioned by King James IV to turn 8 bowls of malt into aqua vitae. This is the first written historical record of distillation of Scotch whiskey. For the last century, the Abbey has been owned by the Mackenzie Smith family. And in 2001, Drew Mackenzie Smith first learned of the Abbey's history and distillation from a whiskey website, of all places. He was then shown a book by his father, written by the late Michael Jackson, Scotland and Its Whiskies, in which the author said of the Abbey, for the whiskey lover, it is a pilgrimage. This stuck with Drew, and after many years of planning, a new distillery is built in 2016, with distillation beginning the following year. So this is Scotch from literally the primordial birthplace of Scotch. So the first one that we have is the Lindor's Abbey 1494. And if you don't see it, it's because it's in Roman numerals. It's MLX squiggly line Q. It's 46% ABV, 92 proof. It's non-age statement, all natural color, non-chill filtered, because as we all know, chill filtering is the tool of the devil.
It's a crime.
Should be punishable by a good flogging. Mm-hmm. This is the first commercially available whiskey from Lindor's Abbey. This expression was aged in ex-bourbon, ex-sherry, and STR ex-burgundy red wine cask. So,
wait, well, I'm going to tell you something. That STR means shaved, toasted, and recharred, for those that don't know.
Yep.
Oh, very good.
And yes. That's,
I had no idea what that was
Well,
for.
That's because I'm Harm.
Yep.
I right. Know right.
Know
you know,
he knows everything.
I know that. I know everything.
Everything.
Good job. Good job.
So that was actually the STR process. That was Dr. Jim Swan who kind of pioneered that. And one of the first places he took that was Kavalan over in Taiwan. And it's caught on as a fairly big, good practice in Scotland. And it works. It's, you know, they have great results with it. So let's see the color on this. It's a nice pale gold. It's got a good clarity to it. On the nose, it's got a little bit of a, it's a little bit malty, but it's, there's pears and sherry. And you get a little bit of the wine note on the tip of the nose and hazelnuts. It's just a really pretty flowery nose to it. And on the palate, it's got a very creamy mouthfeel to it. It's got a really nice coat. There's a lot of rich caramel in there. Dark, dark stewed fruit. Orange peel. Maybe a little bit of a grapefruit note to it. Pretty dang nice whiskey, considering as new as they are. So that was I was hopeful that it was going to be good, but they're new, so you never know. And coming from such a historic property, I was pleasantly surprised. I mean, that's a solid effort. So what do you think, Brett?
With my one good eye, I'm going to tell you, this is a pretty fruity bourbon there. You know, it's got a lot of fruits on the nose and
it's
on the palate.
Bourbon.
Oh, it's Scotch. Oh, yeah.
Okay, Harm.
Yes.
This is scientific.
Yeah, dude, rest are rad.
It's got the, those pastry notes to it. It's got some floral notes. It's a great mouthfeel. Just covers your mouth. Got all those fruity flavors to it. You know, I wish I could get this in my store. Worry?
I think Bob was spot on again. He and I must have been on the same astral plane today. I think this whiskey is delightful. It's actually improved in the glass. I think it's got a beautiful nose. It's got a luscious, viscous, palate-coating mouthfeel. He described the flavor spot on, lots of caramel, dark stewed fruit, chocolate orange peel. Finish goes on. I think it's a beautiful whiskey. I was pleasantly surprised and blown away in a really good way.
Is this where I interrupt you?
You can interrupt me anytime you want, Harm. But honestly, this whiskey started out as just, you know, okay. Mm-hmm. And it's just gotten better and better in the glass.
When I first started selling whiskey, I know the history of it because I teach classes on Scotch whiskey. So I was very excited to get this. And I've been sitting on these bottles for several months now waiting for this show. And I was very hopeful that it was going to be good. But, you know, it's a brand new distillery. Usually they start out a little bit rough. So I was hopeful.
It is about 7 years old.
And as soon as I opened it up, I went, holy cow. I'm very pleasantly surprised.
Those fruits came out right away.
This is solid whiskey. If I told you this place had been making whiskey for 30 years, you'd believe it. So, yeah. What do you think, Justin?
So it started out with the fruit basket and ended up in the French chocolate shop with the hazelnuts and the marzipan.
Yeah, the hazelnuts are there big time.
And on the palate, just decadent, complex, rich. This doesn't taste like...
Stop talking about Brent that way.
That's okay. I pay him.
Paid well.
I mean, this is really all you ever could hope for a 7-year-old Scotch. I mean, it's beyond its time. Keep going, Linzer Abbey.
Yeah.
Keep going.
The mouthfeel on it too, that's the thing that really sort of set me off is it's got such a great creaminess and a great coat on the mouth.
Yeah,
so.
Great mouthfeel. Keep going.
What more can you say? Wendors Abbey, $14.94. Great work, guys. We're going to be rating that a well-deserved 3 sips.
I wish I could get this in my store.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we were just talking about the first whiskey of the day, which was the Lindor's Abbey 1494. Gave that a well-deserved 4 sips. Honestly, I'm leaning a little higher, but we don't go halfway. So that takes us to our...
Did we give it 3 sips?
I said 3, didn't I?
You said 4.
Did I say 4?
You said 4.
Thought I said 3.
No, you said 4.
Oh, I know. We were 3.
We were leaning towards 4. You had 4 on the brain.
Yeah.
I'll give you credit for that.
It's because Harm would say 4, but I said 3, and so I lowered it because of Harm's score. So.
Oh, you're going to be
the spirit of Harm.
You're going to be Mr. Bitter today?
Mr. Contrary.
Sitting in next to me is Rich Little. He's playing Mr. Bitter. So,
speaking of Mr. Bitter,
tell us about our next whiskey.
So the next one is the Lindor's Abbey, the Casks of Lindor's. It's 49.4% ABV. It's 98.8 proof. The second cask of Linder's bottling features exclusively STR, that's that shaved toasted rechar wine barrels.
Barriques. Yep.
Yeah.
Which is a fancy word for barrel.
Right. Barrels. Matured exclusively in the shaved toasted and rechar red wine barriques from Spain. So the color of this one is just a little bit darker than the other one. It's a little bit like of a more of a like a worn straw color. On the nose, you get these beautiful fruit expressions. You got this, it's apricot jam and toffee and a little bit of cinnamon.
Yeah, it is real jammy.
Yeah, very jammy.
And the palate, too, follows through with that same jamminess.
It does. You know, this has a long finish to it as well. But when on the palate, that fruitcake note came right out. Like I remember the fruitcakes that my parents would get when I was younger, and I think they still have them. And
they're still in the boxes.
They're still in the boxes.
They've been gifting and re-gifting them.
They're right. Antiques now.
That's really what it reminds you of. It reminds you of tasting that fruitcake. You know, you have all those berries and the fruits in there, and it really is that.
Oh, I've never tasted fruitcake in the real, truest, purest sense of the word, but I can tell you this.
You are missing out.
Delicious. This whiskey is delicious. I get the apricot. I get the sweet and the spice.
This comes from the man with the rhubarb pie.
The cinnamon. I think the finish goes on and on. The palate, the nose, it's got beautiful mouthfeel. This whiskey, too, has gotten better in the glass. It came out and I thought it was okay.
Is it sad it's gotten a lot better? Yeah.
I'm digging it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm digging it. It's dessert in a glass.
Again, I was happy with it when we opened it. I'm like, wow, this is better than I had been hoping. But it's
expecting. It's gotten better.
And it's gotten better.
Like, so, what happened? Yeah. What is that?
STR wine barriques. That's what it is.
I mean, if I was going to own a bottle of scotch, this might be one of them I would own.
Mm. The nose is just so pretty on this. It's just so jammy and sweet.
Right?
I mean, the nose is great. The palate's great. The finish is great. Yeah. It's just...
The bottle's really interesting. It looks like a barrique of some sort. It's got ribs on it representing staves. It's elegant. It's pretty. It's got a real cork with a wooden stopper. I think they did a beautiful job and paid homage to the birthplace of scotch.
What do you think, Jason?
This scotch has the best mouthfeel I've experienced all year. It's the only way I could describe
it. Since the first time he drank Liquid Pledge? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. The finest,
Fabuloso.
The finest, like strawberry preserves on like mouthfeel, like just all the flavors, fantastic. Wow. I love this.
You don't get out much, do you?
No. Mm.
That jam at the Holiday Inn Express on the morning, it's just like that, right?
This reminds me a little of the Vino Barrique Cavalon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, it's different whiskey, obviously, but those STR wine barriques, same process. There's a base there that's very similar.
So Jim Swan's in common with both or no?
I don't think Dr. Swan worked with these guys because I think he had passed away by the time they got started.
Okay.
But he was the guy who pioneered the STR. So, you can trace all that back to him, but yeah, this one was better than the first one when we opened it,
and now it's singing,
and it's even gotten better with time than the first one got with time.
I would lobby to bump up the rating from a 3 to a 4.
Thanks for catching up with me, guys.
You're welcome. Mm.
Well, we're going to be rating
better slow than
the Windors Abbey, the cask of Windors 2.
I'm like Harmony.
A well-deserved 4 sips. Way to go, guys. That's the way to represent a historic property like that. So fantastic stuff. So let's go on to our next producer, and we're going to have Maury tell us about them.
Why, thank you, Bob.
You're welcome.
The next producer is of the many independent bottlers of scotch we have discussed over the years. Gordon MacPhail is always one of the highest regarded. Establishes a grocery business in 1895. Founders James Gordon and John Alexander MacPhail also purchased and aged barrels of whiskey from Speyside's many single malt Scotch whiskies.
John Urquhart joined the business as an apprentice and quickly learned the skills of selecting, purchasing, and maturing whiskeys. As he progressed in the business, he was tasked with the creation of house blends for the shop's customers. John became senior partner and sole owner of the firm in 1915, and the firm remains in the hands of the family to this day. First whiskey is the Gordon & MacPhail Distillery Labels Glentoshers 2006. It's 43% ABV, 86 proof, and it's 13 years old. This whiskey has a very pale yellow color. It's nearly colorless. It's very, very pale. On the nose, it's sweet, it's light, it's fruity, there's lemon, there's pineapple, there's some citrus aroma, there's a hint of vanilla, and then some boiled sweet and subtle hints of banana. On the palate, it's just voluptuous. It's got beautiful viscosity and mouthfeel. There's a little bit of grapefruit and spice. There's some cheesecake. There's some white chocolate, a little bit of vanilla. And then the finish just sort of fades slowly but surely over time. It just sort of goes and goes into the sunset. I thought this whiskey was delicious. I really like this. I thought it was an excellent job and really, really ticks all the boxes for me. What did you think, Justin?
Lemon curd and French oak. What did you think, Bob?
Justin, try not to be so wordy.
So wordy.
Yeah.
It was this, four. That was four whole words. Yeah.
Well, and one, I mean, of, and one of them wasn't a cleaning product, so that's good.
I only taste it when it's there.
When I, yeah, when, le- when I opened been, this and
the lemon
poured
could have
this,
been lemon could pledge, have been you lemon never pledge, know that.
But right. It's not. It was as lemon
I,
today.
As I raised the glass, the lemon jumped out. But once I got my nose in the glass, it is a pineapple bomb. It is lemon, pineapple, orange, bitter orange. It is like a tropical fruit smoothie. And that it's fantastic.
Right. That is a smoothie. Yeah, yeah. You know, you go to these stores that make these fruit smoothies.
I'm waiting for the Scotch smoothie place.
I don't even want to drink it. I just want to smell it. It smells so good. With that pineapple, I mean that's literally my favorite fruit. I always have pineapple in the house.
It's rare to get a pineapple flavoring out of a Scotch or anything now
than before.
Yeah.
They're coming out with more of it.
But when you taste on the palate, I don't taste the pineapple. Maybe a slight hint, but it's not like it is in the nose. More on the palate for me, it's more like a lemon cream smoothie. Hmm. There's a little bit of white chocolate in there. There's a little bit of vanilla in there. And it's just got a nice creamy coat to the mouth. It's lovely. It's really lovely. But that nose, oh my gosh, I could smell that all day.
I mean, I'm taking a sample bottle of this to the smoothie store with me and add it in once they give it to me.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? Who are you?
That's what I'm saying. There's nothing wrong with that. That's why I'm doing it. So
this would be good as a gelato.
But it's Saturday. It's what you do every Saturday.
Right.
So how's that unusual?
Well, it's usually not a Scotch.
Oh, that's where. Oh,
it's typically a bourbon.
Yeah.
He's harmed today, though.
Yeah, that's right. You're harmed today. I keep forgetting. It's sorry, Harm. I didn't want to mess that up for
you. But I got this in my store, though, so you can always have it, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, that's perfect. So,
do you charge for it or is it free?
Well, you know, your
that's
first
how drink. Drunk he is.
What do you call those machines? Or Enotex?
The enomatic machines.
Enomatics?
Do you put they on haven't the worked since 1994.
Yeah, well, we're getting to it. They'll be up in another month.
And the hump on the floor, also the landlord's fault.
Yeah. You call it the camel floor.
I think the hump might be gone.
Hump.
Was the hump on the floor gone?
Well, it's mostly gone.
He's been taking a lot of calcium supplements, so that's helping the hump.
Why do you get talking about humps? This is a family show.
Well, we went and visited the store, and the hump was, I think, gone or reduced.
Don't talk about his wife like that.
Oh, you're a dead man.
Ouch.
Okay, so our rating for the Gordon.
Sorry, lady.
Let's get back to the whiskey. Our rating for the Gordon MacPhail Distillery Labels Glentoshers 2006 is a well-deserved 4 sips.
Yabba dabba.
Classified.
Yeah, fantastic. So,
good job, guys.
We're going to have Justin tell us about our next one.
Okay. Gordon McPhail, Connoisseur's Choice. Kalila, 2008, 55.6 ABV or 111.2 proof. It's 14 years old. First fill sherry butt. Love a big butt. I cannot lie. Cask number 312051. So this one, has like a light.
What was that sound?
That's the sound of Pete hitting my olfactory.
Oh my God.
That's the smell of
happiness hitting his brain.
And I got
what you're happy about.
Well, I got smoked sausage on the nose, and smoked sausage makes me happy because I'm not very complicated.
You know, if you bathe once in a while, I never mind.
Well, what would be the fun in that? On the palate, I got campfire.
You're right. You're right about that. Spot on. I cannot lie.
Sausage.
A little bit.
And on the finish, smoking sausage. And you, Maury?
You're spot on. I think you got it spot on. Smoke. Lick it and clean out the campfire. You're ready to make a new fire. This fireplace is spotless.
You guys just don't appreciate a really good smoke.
This really is a smoked
apple bacon all day long.
Okay. Wait a minute. Did the middle of my thought interrupt the beginning of yours? This whiskey is so out of balance.
You're out of your mind.
It just doesn't have any balance to it. It coming off the previous whiskey that was just mind-blowing, I can't believe this is from the same producer.
Well, it's the same importer. It's not the same
producer.
No,
they're an independent bottler. They're the producer.
Yeah?
Essentially.
Settle this dispute, Bob. Are they the producer?
They're the bottler. They're not the producer.
They're the bottler.
They don't make it, so they just put it in the bottle, right?
But they age it, they blend it, they bottle it.
So two different distilleries made the last two expressions, right?
Distilleries, but, yeah.
Same dude put them in the bottle.
Yeah.
They put it in a bottle,
and they sell it to, like, you know, grown men who actually drink real whiskey.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah. So that's, you know, that's why he's having a problem with it. It's just, you
know. Go on, Brent. Go ahead. I'm done.
Smoked apple bacon. You know that nice apple bacon you get that smoked? Have you ever smoked your own bacon?
Anything like this?
Yes, I have.
Yes, it smells just like this.
When I don't have other options, I definitely smoke
my own bacon. It smells just like
that.
So the nose is so promising, but I do have to say on the palate, it does not follow through as far as, like, you know, you're like, okay, I got this nice smoked apple bacon. I'm ready for this for my palate.
And that's not what I get. There's no bacon.
Exactly.
All right, give me some water. Come on, grab it. Let's try some water.
You know, I just don't get that. I mean, when I follow through with my palate on it, I don't necessarily get that, you know, that bacon fat, but I get it on the nose. Put some water in it.
The bacon fat comes back out.
Does it?
Yeah.
You put some water in it, it's like rainbows and unicorns. Everybody's happy. La, 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 la.
But no, on the palate, I got that.
Somebody's like in a mood today.
That burnt sugar. You know, it's kind of like that bitterness of that burnt sugar I got, you know, on the palate.
You're just missing Harmeet.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
The bitterness.
Yeah, you're missing the bitter.
Missing bitter.
I'm sorry. Okay. Well,
you're bitterless.
Put some water in it, though. That bacon fat comes through.
You always need to put the water in it.
I'm getting other notes after water's in it.
The water makes a difference.
I'm not kidding.
I'm not kidding either. The water made a big difference.
There is bacon fat in
water.
Do you feel, you taste that bacon fat on the back of your tongue?
You get that, you get that little clinginess in the back of your, on the back of your palate.
Like bacon fat, right?
So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's awesome.
But I do have to say, though, that it does put out more smoke when you added that water, too, and I don't know why.
But it does give some salinity and some meatiness to it and some voluptuousness to it.
I'm lamenting there's no bacon at the hockey game that I know of.
No, you're not going to have bacon.
Own. Yeah, just bring your own. That's what I do.
I have to bring my own.
BYOB, bring your own bacon.
Yeah, it's bacon. It doesn't set off a metal detector. Nobody knows.
Yeah, it's true. They're not going to care.
Exactly.
If you had this there, I would buy it, but you do not.
There you go.
It's a good bra stuffer.
Bob, finish us off with this one.
It's got a lovely nose. It's got...
It's been nice knowing you.
Sausage and bacon. It's got that unctuous fattiness to it. There's a little bit of citrus in the back. A little bit of orange. And on the palate, again, it was good, but with a couple of drops of water.
Yeah, it really.